The second teaching for the month of April 2011 for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme From Our Lady of Sorrows to Divorce. The Lord be with you. I am not going to speak about marriage and divorce, actually. The purpose of the teaching during the cell is not that of giving a catechesis. The cell is open for everybody. It welcomes everybody, especially the lost. The lost are welcomed in the cell, not so that they may be reproached or in some way corrected, but in order to introduce them to the heart of Jesus, which is wide open for everyone, especially sinners. It is Jesus whom we need to hear telling us, "Go and sin no more." When Jesus says that, he does not only say it with no condemnation and with so much love, but he says it with such authority that you really do not sin anymore. No other human being has such an effective way of saying something. However, I cannot not reflect with you on the question of divorce as we approach the sad moment of the referendum, whether Malta will follow the miserable path taken by all the other European countries in introducing the law of divorce. I wish to ask ourselves, where is the Spirit of God, of Jesus, in this situation? And where is the evil spirit that is all the time seeking to deceive us? It is interesting to note that many of those who are promoting a divorce legislation were afraid that the referendum would take place the day after the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Those who live on these islands or whom might have been visiting our countries during Holy Week know how many people take part in the pilgrimage of Our Lady of Sorrows, a pilgrimage organized simultaneously in every parish of Malta and Gozo. They say that more than 3/4 of the entire population participate in these pilgrimages. It is obvious why they were afraid. Imagine how much more difficult it would be for someone to participate at the pilgrimage of Our Lady of Sorrows and the day after goes to vote in favor of a legislation her son so clearly condemned. Those who were afraid that such a thing might happen had all the right reason to be afraid. They know that, unfortunately, and shameful for the believers, many people do not vote according to their mind, but according to their emotions and sentiments. Those who follow their conscience, those who use their minds, and those who know the reasons for their belief will always vote the same, whether it is the day after Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows or whether it is the Carnival. Today, many seek to incite animosity between God and religion and reason. However, God is not against reason. In fact, He gave us reason. He created us intelligent beings. God is 100% sure that if men were to be left free to seek truth, one day or another he is going to find it in Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The one who is against human reason is the prince of darkness. His only occupation and interest in his dealings with men is how he is going to deceive him. Just look at the very question of the referendum. designed by those who are in favor of divorce. It is a deceiving question, not clear at all, seeking to manipulate the sentiments of people, leading them to say, "What a pity if someone's marriage has been broken, and even for 4 years, without any hope of recovery, why should not one have another chance of building a new family?" But this is not a question of pity. Laws are not formed out of pity for the situation of someone. The primary responsibility of legislators is to seek the common good of the people who elect them. The reasonable question is whether one sees any value in divorce, which in itself is something negative, because it breaks, it ruptures, and brings division, or else harm and deterioration of the moral fiber of the society. Now, whether one's marriage has been broken for 4 years or for 4 months, whether it was broken out of the unfaithfulness of one of the parties or out of the caprice of the other, whether I am not interested in remarrying or whether I have one of my children who was unfortunate in his marriage, would that change the value or lack of value of divorce or make divorce less harmful? Reason is not a weather vane. Today it turns to this direction and the day after to the opposite direction, depending on my personal interests. When Mary said yes to the angel Gabriel, she knew why she was saying that yes. "You have found favor with God. You will receive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus," meaning Savior, Messiah. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." It is true that she did not understand how this was going to happen, but the proposal, she understood it well. And before she said yes, she was not overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. She did not conceive in her womb, and the Son of God did not take flesh to establish the kingdom of God on earth. The angel did not play with her sentiments. On the contrary, he sets her free of all fear, because this is not a question that has to be approached in fear. You are either understanding and you consent, or else you are understanding and refuse to cooperate. Why? Because emotions and sentiments change. The maternal instinct of having a child and the joy attached to it comes and goes, but you can one day find yourself in a very similar situation in which Mary found herself undeservedly, faced with a son, accused and considered with the criminals, and everybody turning out against him. Then, is your yes going to change into no? Those who are promoting the divorce legislation had only all reason to be afraid of the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, because they know that with divorce the yes becomes no, when Our Lady witnessed to us that once she said yes, she kept the word even when a sword pierced her heart. Today, 2,000 years after, we thank God for her having said yes and remained faithful to it till Calvary. Even the children of parents who remain faithful to their marriage bond, surpassing every kind of difficulties and problems, surely thank God that their parents did not resolve to go apart and find some other partner. The real pity is that not everybody approaches real life issues according to reason and faith. Many accompany Our Lady in her sorrows, motivated by emotions and sentiments, and not because they know whom they are accompanying. If all those who participate in the pilgrimage of Our Lady of Sorrows were to think and believe the word of God, they would barely open half the ballots of the referendum when they declare a negative result for a divorce legislation in our God's favored country. Praised be the Lord Jesus Christ.